Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirt.
He went full Happy Gilmore. He requests the big checks.
Sprague.
They were having such a good deal on golf cleats, they didn't have any. I used to get made fun of all the time.
The Fans U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local train comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Tuesday. Hope your Tuesdays are going well. Thanks for being with us here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Got some poll questions up at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll update those as the show goes on. Coach admitting something about his team I think is hilarious. I wish more teams would do this. Dennis Rodman, Draymond Green, lots to get to. I do want to start, though, with this, just because we've had the golf channel on, and it's got my mind there, and I've seen the ads all over the place for some of the other events.
Right.
So we're just going to throw this bad boy out. We'll do a text vote to make it full because we forgot one of the options on the poll question. So our Coors Light poll question. So you can text in 55305. Over the next 2 weeks in the sporting world, what event are you most excited for? Your options are the U.S. Open, which begins on Thursday, the World Cup, which I believe also begins on Thursday, the NBA Draft, which is a week from Thursday, and then the College World Series, which kicks into high gear this weekend, of course, Oregon State and Washington involved. So those are your four options. What are you most jacked for over the next 2 weeks in the sports world?
Man, the U.S., it's probably the U.S. Open. I love the NBA Draft. Because you're looking at immediate impact, the fact that you have five players on the court at once, so how big of an impact one player can have, it's big. And I'm always going to be curious what Portland's going to do, if there's any buzz, any trades, et cetera. But right now, I'd probably vote the U.S. Open. The only thing that would get me to switch my mind on that is if the rumblings start to begin that Portland has found a suitor for one of the dead contracts we don't want.
And we're going
to
get a big deal potentially next Thursday.
Right, that, hey, there's been a suitor for Evan Turner and this pick for this or that. You know, if something like that pops up and...
You're just dumping all over your Beavers then, huh?
I'm not dumping all my Beavers. You asked me which one I'm most excited for. I've been really honest about Oregon State and this season specifically. Good luck to them. I know a lot of fans that are jacked out of their minds to try to go get a third national championship, and they should be. There hasn't to be a slight there. You just asked me which one I'm most excited for.
Okay. What about you, Swagger? What do you most say? I think I know the answer.
I think it is the College World Series.
Wow, that surprised me as a soccer and golf guy.
Yeah. I think Oregon State has a very legitimate shot to win the whole thing. I've watched just about all of their games through the regional and the super regionals, as well as some of the other ones. There was some goofy stuff going on with some of those. That Florida Auburn game 3 yesterday.
That was pretty crazy. The guy went off the guy's glove as the home run.
Well, and then they run the guy
the
falls at first and allows the guy at third to steal home. And yeah, there was some crazy stuff, but with all the guys that got drafted from the Beavers and this is as special a group as there was back when they first got there and 05, 06, 07, and won the back-to-back titles. And so, no, I'm glad that first game is Saturday at noon. I will be home preparing my charts for the Les Schwab Tires Bowl call later that night, but I'll be able to take that first one in. And the fact that it's against North Carolina, whom they beat in the finals to win their two national championships, a little extra intrigue to it.
It would be fun, the CWS, if you get Oregon State, Washington. If they can both advance and face
the Final Four.
They're on the same side of the... I have to see how it all works out.
Don't they play each other if they win?
Yeah, if they win, yeah.
That's what I want. Give me a Pac-12 semifinal.
Saturday's going to be a good little sports day. That's a solid one to tie in there.
Yeah, and the tough part is it's unfortunate it's not Sunday because every guy out there has the right to scream, Father's Day, leave me the hell alone.
Right.
Whereas Saturday can get a little tricky and...
You got stuff going on.
You know, the interesting one.
The World Cup, I'm just going to have to ease into.
Oh,
right.
I haven't seen a lot. I'm curious how Russia's going to pull this off.
Hard pass, Bob.
And it's just, there's so much buildup, and then you get the group stage at the start, and so you're going to get a 1-1 draw, and you're going to get 0-0 draws as they're playing. So the excitement for the World Cup doesn't kick in until the last go-round in the group stage, so everybody's third game, when you start to know who can advance to the knockout round.
I just said the third game because neither Dirt or myself knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, they play. I know it goes on for a month. That's
you
about
have,
all
you
I know.
You have four team groups.
Okay,
I'm not that
And you play round robin.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we get it.
And then you advance to an actual tournament bracket.
All right. Then it happens. I will be curious to see how closely the sports world is in tune with it. Because the World Cup, I mean, even here for a country that's not, I know soccer's growing popularity, all that stuff. When Team USA is in the World Cup, it's a pretty big deal. And everybody kind of stops and you watch, and it's a thing in everybody's office of how did Team USA do. And some of us pretend to care. Some of us actually care. Some of us don't care. Everybody's,
is it important with men? Because women
I do.
I care about the women. I don't care about the men.
I do think it's important to what extent, I don't know. But we all at least pay attention to the game. And that's where I'm really curious to see how, I'll just use myself as an example, how much I follow the World Cup, because right now I have zero intrigue in it. It's not registering on my sports radar at all with how Team USA is. And I don't know how that's going to change.
Well, it goes on for a month.
Oh, I know that.
And so once we get past the NBA draft, if the Beavs get through all the way to the College World Series, once that ends, then you're in kind of the knockout round, and the really good teams are left, and they will start playing each other in the quarterfinals and the semifinals and stuff. And you can see the best soccer being played at the highest level. That's pretty special. But some of these group stage, you either get, you'll get the mismatch too, from like the third team that got in from Asia taking on like Germany or Brazil or something, and it's like 6-0, and yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and somebody said, and I saw this article today, that outside of Russia, the USA accounts for the most World Cup tickets sold. So a lot of people apparently are going over.
Did they buy those pre-getting bumped out of it?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I did see that headline earlier today, which I thought was interesting considering the USA is not even in the darn tournament. But this one's an easy answer for me. It's the U.S. Open. That's the thing that I'm most amped for. The course that they're playing is special. The fact that Tiger is still involved in playing at a decently high level is
somebody
always good.
Somebody just laid a $1,200 bet, by the way, in Vegas.
Feeling good about him. He's been hanging out in his yacht for a week and a half now, getting ready to go.
The dinghy, as he calls it.
The dinghy. The field of golf is just, it's perfectly set up for an awesome tournament this weekend. The U.S. Open has always been, for me, the number two in the hierarchy of major championships, just because of how difficult the course is. And when you hear some of the guys who've walked around it kind of give you a guess of what the winning score is going to be, it's always incredible. I mean, your guy's lucky to be in the red if they can get there this weekend. So that, to me, is that's all I need for sports this weekend. It's the U.S.
Well, the weather's supposed to be perfect, in the 70s, virtually no chance of rain, and a slight wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. So they won't have the problem that they had the last time it was there, when the seventh green got baked out and you couldn't putt from anywhere and keep it on the green.
Yeah, last year I would have said NBA draft, because you had the Blazers with three first-round picks trying to make some noise, kind of, all right, what's going to happen here? At 24, even if they move a contract, I mean, hooray, but what does it mean in the grand scheme of things?
I think after the first six or seven picks, the NBA draft is totally irrelevant these days. I really do.
Oh, I couldn't disagree with you more. An interesting point from a listener, I may find a way to watch the Messies of the world play in the World Cup, you know, just because you see the best. But this is a good point. They asked, don't we find out tomorrow if the U.S. is going to get the 2026 World Cup? That's a pretty big deal if we get it.
Yeah.
That's something I would actually
it would be a North America base.
Yeah,
it would be. It was all with Mexico and Canada.
But we find out tomorrow, don't we?
That I'm not sure if FIFA's going to make that announcement on the, if that's part of what they do before they get into it.
Well, Portland would have to boot the Vikings out of the stadium if they want to host
a game. Their venue might not be big. Well, if it might not be big enough, even to host preliminary rounds, they might have a 30,000 or 40,000 seat.
Portland
minimum.
State football.
Oh,
you gotta have grass.
Well, they've imported grass before.
Oh, they have.
So that's Yeah, they've imported grass before for things. When they had the Women's World Cup there, I don't know when the heck that was, 12 years ago or something.
Yeah, so far the we have a two-way tie for second. The U.S. Open's at 40%,
okay,
and World Cup and NBA Draft at 30% each.
I did
a lot of write-ins for the World Series, though, from Beaver fans.
Yeah, the College World Series probably should have been on that list. Mm-hmm. I think for those that don't have an interest in the World Cup, play the fun game that I saw yesterday online, and it's basically identifying favorite foods and how they pinpoint what team you should root for.
Who you should pull for, okay.
Not the customary cuisines from countries. It just gives you randoms, and then they pinpoint with your choices
what culture you are.
You're rooting for Sweden.
Well, here's the cool thing. Well, you may think it's cool, but because they're in Russia with a 9 to 12-hour time difference depending on which venue— these are all going to be morning games. It's going to be like a 6 a.m. or like a 5:30 a.m., 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. kick Pacific time.
8 a.m.
So go ahead and cancel out that first batch of games.
Well, depending on how early. Well, we know Sprague's up. So when you're up, you're there at Crunch working out, you can actually have a live sporting event on while you're.
I guess that, yeah, something in the morning.
Sweating to the oldies.
Look at the treadmill. Hey,
hey, look at that. Iceland's up 1-0. Cool.
But it won't then interfere with.
Do we have any storyline on the greats? Like the Messi Ronaldo pressure packer need to win?
It's mostly on Messi because he hasn't won one for Argentina.
Okay. So the pressure's on Argentina.
Germany and Brazil.
How could you be the GOAT if you haven't won a World Cup? Are you kidding me?
That's what many are saying.
Pele won it.
So this exists in all sports, huh? Now LeBron's not the only one that goes through it?
No, no. There's no way this exists the way it does with NBA.
This guy's a bum. He's like 0-7 in World Cups.
A lot of interest in Belgium coming in. They've won. They've gone 19 unbeaten coming into World Cup play as their national team.
You know, the last player that really had a lot of pressure to win a championship for the first time, I bet on and they won. Maybe Argentina should be calling me to make a bet.
Is it bad that the only major World Cup memory I have in my entire lifetime is that guy from France headbutting the guy?
Zinedine Zidane.
That's the only one I got from my lifetime.
Who just stepped down as Real Madrid's head coach.
You remember
coach.
That? It was at the final game, right? He headbutted the dude in the chest.
Didn't the dude just flop really it. Bad, though?
No, he gave him a good headbutt.
He embellished, yes, but it was a full-on headbutt. It was.
He got tossed in the final game. That's the only one. That's the only memory I got. That
my World
cool.
Cup memory is Brandi Chastain taking her shirt off.
Yeah, twisting around her head like a helicopter.
I just much prefer the Women's World Cup than I do the men's. I think a lot of it has to do with U.S. Well, yeah, but USA wins.
Yeah, that's true.
The ladies win in the whole enchilada.
That's true.
If I make a bet on Argentina going in, I may lay a real small wager just to get myself interested. I'm just not into it right now.
How many people out there can name me the team that won 4 years ago?
Oh, that's easy.
Who won?
It was Spain. No, I'm just kidding. It was Germany. It was Germany.
Was it Germany?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just asking.
Just playing around, man.
There's only a handful you can throw out there before you ultimately get it right.
I think we know like the five countries everybody
it was Brazil.
Would guess.
No, it was Brazil. Totally. It was Portugal. That had to have been Portugal. England. No, it was England, man. They had to. There you go. All right. Some sporting events going on in the next 2 weeks.
They beat England in the final.
I have no clue. It distracts us all from LeBron James talk, which
that decision
will come at some point.
Don't be soccer snob,
dude. Hamilton's going to run down from his vacation. England hasn't sniffed a final in decades.
They got to the semifinal, though.
They bend it like Beckham, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
Wayne Rooney.
Shaking his head in agreement. Yeah, England's
Wayne Rooney.
Close.
They had that other really tall guy that looked like a Harry Potter character. I mean, they had some studs back in the day, you know?
Oh.
All right.
Wayne Rooney.
That's enough soccer talk. World Cup starts on Thursday. Give me the U.S. Open, though. That begins Thursday as well. And, hey, go Beavs. How about that? College World Series. All right. Where do we want to go from here? We want to do Draymond Green, or do we want to talk some college football?
Draymond Green, because he's been very vocal today as normal with a parade.
Okay. We'll go there. We will go to Draymond Green because he might be the guy that breaks the whole thing up. Are you buying this? We'll tell you what is happening and where this is going to go. That's next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson and Grammy Award-winning Ciara have signed on as owners and investors in bringing a Major League Baseball team to Portland.
Buy me some kale chips and IPA. We don't care what the mayor has to say.
Nick Fish, city commissioner, do you think there's a timeline?
I think the earliest anything would come together soup to nuts is 2022.
Talk about it and get the inside story from your only home for Portland baseball. 1080.
Play ball.
The Fan.
I'm Jim Evinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you sleeping on the couch because of your loud snoring? Is your sleep apnea keeping you from getting deep, restful sleep? Do you have a CPAP, but it's sitting in the closet because you can't stand the mask and hoses? Then I've got good news for you, because Renew Sleep Solutions is now helping people just like you in Portland. Our Renew Sleep system is FDA cleared, compact, and comfortable. It's custom fit just for you and proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery. Our services are covered by most medical insurance. There's no mood-killing mask, no pain or downtime, just a better night's sleep for you and the loved one next to you. I've seen it change thousands of lives, and yours can be next. Feel great again, Portland. Learn more at renewsleep.com or call 503-374-0434. That's 503-374-0434. Or go to renewsleep.com.
I had a storm playing. The USA was awesome with that. I mean, it was flawless from the moment I called them to getting that just out there to getting it approved, the work starting. Everything was just very, very smooth.
So early on, I did quote other insurance companies more so for the rate comparison. They would say, you got USAA, we can't beat them.
And they're very precise what they're doing, and you're not calling and checking, trying to find out when is this gonna happen and how long is it gonna take. USAA is very organized and they make sure you understand what to expect. USAA has been one of the best resources that I've ever had an opportunity to use. We're the Hales and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Your anniversary is a special occasion. Celebrate it with a unique gift of fine jewelry created by Shane Company's own world-class design team. We have hundreds of anniversary rings with natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. Our exclusive pendants always get compliments. Choose from a variety of classic and modern styles. Or select the perfect tennis bracelet. We hand-match each stone to achieve consistent sparkle. Whether it's been 1 year, 20 years, 50 or more, come to Shane Company to shop the largest selection of jewelry in the widest range of prices. With our superior quality standards, your anniversary gift is made to last forever. And with the best warranty in the business, no one makes a lifetime commitment to your lifetime commitment like Shane Company. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company, and ShaneCo.com.
The Fan 411.
Head to the contest page at 1080thefan.com and enter to win a family four-pack of tickets to Mecum Portland 2018, brought to you by Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returning to the Portland Expo Center on June 22nd and 23rd with an estimated 600 American muscle cars, Corvettes, classics, hot rods, resto mods, and more to cross the auction block. Mecum Portland 2018 is open to all buyers, sellers, and spectators. Bidder registration and general admission tickets available online at Mecum.com. And join 1080 The Fan this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the 2018 Les Schwab Tires Bowl presented by Express Employment Professionals at Hillsborough Stadium. Stop by the fan tent outside the stadium for your chance to win a ton of great prizes, including a $50 gift card to 808 Hawaiian Restaurant. Check out the state's best football players at Oregon's All-Star Football Game. It's this Saturday starting at 4 p.m. at the Les Schwab Tires Bowl located at 4450 Northwest 229th Avenue in Hillsborough.
That's The Fan 411.
All right. Hold up.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
And we'll get to some football stuff coming up bottom of the hour. A prize bribe for you as well. You know, we keep waiting for some positive signs that the Golden State Warrior run could come to an end at some point. Keep waiting. Remember that story came out a while ago about Klay Thompson leaving like $80 million on the table to keep the band together?
And it's that
like,
that oh one hurt. God. Yeah, that one hurt.
That was not good if you were if you're rooting for this thing to come to an end. Well, there is maybe a sliver of hope, and I want to see how far you can take this sliver because I don't know how much I'm buying it. not really breaking news, but could potentially be breaking news at some point this offseason. So this comes from our friend Chris Haynes of ESPN. He got the sit-down interview with old Draymond Green after the NBA Finals. Now, Draymond Green, of course, he's the glue that keeps it all together, yada, yada, yada. He's the rah-rah guy. Everybody credits him for doing a lot of things on and off the floor. The interesting part about this piece, and I didn't know a ton about this backstory, and I don't know how many people did, is basically he was the one that took the major pay cut to bring in Kevin Durant.
He sacrificed $12 million, it was his last pay cut.
And he saw it coming. His deal was up the year before they lost to the Cavs. And he went into that season. This was even before they lost to Cleveland. And he thought, Kevin Durant's going to be a free agent. We want to add him. I want to add another piece. I want to keep winning. So he signed that deal knowing that if some other moves were made, they would have the flexibility to sign Kevin Durant. Both he and Durant, by the way, are adamant that no recruiting happened before the finals loss. I'm not buying it, but
horse crap.
That's what they're saying. So he was the guy that took the big pay cut, and it was because he wanted to win, and he knew how much a guy like Kevin Durant would mean to them, obviously, and now they have back-to-back championships. Well, the interesting part that Chris Haynes points out in this article is that he's going to take a different path this time. Mm. So Draymond Green, if you're wondering, has 2 years and $36 million left on his deal. So no hope for the next 2 years, at least, potentially. Now, he is eligible for a three-year $72 million extension this offseason that would kick in 2020. So basically would keep him under Golden State contract for another 4 or 5 years. He, according to league sources, is going to turn it down when it is offered because his game plan this time is to sign the lucrative contract. He is in now a position to sign a supermax deal if he earns MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, or all NBA honors next season.
He could very well win Defensive Player of the Year.
He could get two of them. He could get all NBA and Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah. But it's feasible that he gets at least one of the three, not MVP, obviously. But if he just gets one of those, he will be eligible for the Supermax contract of 5 years, $226 million. And he is not expected to take a pay cut this time around. And here becomes the contract limbo Golden State's going to have to do to make everybody happy.
Now, here's the downfall to my optimism. He could really change his mind and watch guys like KD and Steph say, hey, we're going to take, or not Steph, Clay, we're going to take slight pay cuts here, and we want you to do the same, but we're going to keep the core together. KD's an interesting one because he's going to be a free agent. How much are they going to sign him for? There's some rumblings that he might be looking to cash out because he has hinted that he may want to retire at 35.
Well, he's taken back-to-back years of pay cuts as well.
Well,
no, I mean,
and
sure,
making like 29 or 30
sure.
million.
Sure.
He may want to get in on one more big contract before moving on from Golden State. So we'll see there. This is your light at the end of the tunnel. This is how it happens. I know there's a report with David West and talking about how emotionally they almost came apart, and KD said, I let them see the real side of me that I have built in. I get that emotions can tend to be high, and when you go this long in a season, you just get to a point mentally where most athletes don't experience. It's going to be financial that breaks this team apart. That's what it is. Joe Lacob and that ownership group and the management have been phenomenal. There's only so much of paying a luxury tax a team is going to be willing to do. So you can say they're willing to pay the tax next year. You get into the repeater tax, and then everything just goes through the roof. You'll have a limit. And at some point, I think games change, egos change, and dollars and cents is what ties it all together. Those other two may change. Draymond's game might want to change. He might say, I want to be a different player. And ego-wise, Clay may go, probably not Clay because he has no ego. Steph or KD or Draymond, somebody could step out and be like, oh, I want to do this or that.
Sure.
And then you add the financials to it not making any sense. You're going to need them to all take substantial pay cuts to continue this thing rolling. But as we saw with Houston, teams might not be as far away as they think. You add the dollars to it, and I think this thing ends quicker than people believe.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of this, is just to see what happens, because according to Haynes and the sources he's talking to, Green is going to turn this extension offer down. And that's where
he
things—
He should.
And that's where things become. I mean, if you're talking a difference of signing a 3-year, $72 million extension or a 5-year, $200 million extension, I mean, what would we all make? That's leaving a little more than $12 million on the table like you did last time. He's in a different category now, contract-wise, because of the way he's played and what he's meant to that team over the last couple of years.
When you add the value of what you do mean to a team, I know the Supermax is laughable with him because of the production he gives you. He's a great player, really good defensively, and we know he can be the triple-double guy, the late-career Jason Kidd triple-double. You do wonder where he ranks in terms of value for them. And I put him up there. I do. I think Steph is vital.
The only guy I would move on before I would move on from Draymond is Klay Thompson.
Like, yeah, if I had to pick one of the four, really good, and I think he would thrive in any other situation. I would rather have Draymond, and that seems crazy for me to say, but I think Draymond means a great deal to them.
Be interesting to see if it comes to that point of how, and a lot of this too, and Haynes points it out in the article, a lot of this too has to do with how Jordan Bell plays over the next couple of years. Because if Jordan Bell plays well and or steps into a role that's an every night kind of thing, like, wow, this guy's got, he's great on the defensive end, he'll never be the scorer that Draymond Green is because he can't shoot.
He's never going to be the handler and distributor that Draymond is.
But can he be the defensive player that Draymond Green is? And if he can be at least in the same category, then it's a lot easier to say, we don't need to sign you to a Supermax deal. We'll trade you for something, or we'll let you walk in free agency and you don't feel like you're losing quite as much. But if Jordan Bell doesn't pan out, I mean, you're losing that defensive heartbeat of your team, which has been a huge point of everything that they've won the last couple of years. So finally, some good news.
You got KD to get to come to your team. I mean,
he did.
You can't undervalue that. You got to say that, look, even on the court stuff, the emotions that run high, he's the bully. He's got a cut today that I would love to bring on the show, whether today or tomorrow, about Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
And how we're not cut from the same cloth. He has a mentality that not every player has, and there's an element to needing that if you're going to be a title contender, especially a dynasty.
Yeah, so Draymond Green reportedly going to turn down a contract extension this offseason, 3-year contract extension. He's going to wait because next year, if he gets Defensive Player of the Year or he's named to an All-NBA team, he will be eligible for the Supermax extension of $226 million. That's what he's waiting on. He did take the pay cut to bring Durant in. He had this quote to say, I don't focus on that as much. I look out for the team's success. That still helps me in the sense of winning championships, building a legacy that lives on forever. I don't look at it, it's their turn to do me right. If I continue to play my game, if I continue to do better, they got to do me right or someone else will. I did what I did because I wanted to win championships. So that's paid off so far. Everything else will take care of itself when it's time. Sounds like a guy that got his titles. He's won them. Now he wants to get paid. We'll see how the Warriors respond. But it'll be interesting to follow what they do with Draymond Green this offseason. All right, let's get to some football stuff, shall we? Bronco Mendenhall admitting something about his team that we wish more coaches would. And what Pac-12 player would you lay some coin on to win the Heisman Trophy? Some odds to bring in. We'll do those next, but first, here's Swag with SportsCenter.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
Now, from the Allen Webb Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
It's called Pizza Jerk. They make pizza. Try it online at pizzajerkpdx.com. First on The Fan. NBA draft all set to go a week from Thursday, ushering in the next crop of NBA stars. And the league today releasing the Vegas summer schedule. Blazers open up Saturday, July 7th at noon against the Jazz. Sunday, the 8th, a 2:30 p.m. tip against the Hawks. Then Tuesday, the 10th, 1 p.m. against the Spurs. NFL moving from voluntary OTAs to mandatory mini camps, but there are some notable holdouts to start, including defensive lineman Aaron Donald with the Rams, linebacker Khalil Mack with the Raiders in Arizona. Running back David Johnson says he won't be there for week one. Wide receiver Julio Jones in Atlanta, a no-show as well. The news much better in Indianapolis after quarterback Andrew Luck threw footballs in a public setting for the first time since October, addressed the media, and said he absolutely will be under center for week one for the Colts. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. Jason Swaggart from the Allen Webb Sports Desk, the Allen Webb Auto Family, values driven.
If you love esports, this is your show. Checkpoint Radio, Thursday nights at 8 on 1080 The Fan.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Stop by Lowe's to make this a Father's Day to remember with deals for dads that he's sure to love. For the dad who likes to tinker under the hood, get him a Kobalt 227-piece mechanics tool set with standard and metric tools, now just $99.98. Or if grilling out is more his taste, choose from select grills up to 30% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Get out of debt with Golden Oak Lending. With today's low mortgage rates in the threes and increased home prices, now's the time to get low interest money. Call Golden Oak Lending, 503-455-GOLD, NMLS 1631-503.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
In the market for a new Toyota? Visit Royal Moore Toyota on TV Highway in Hillsboro or go to royalmooretoyota.com.
Dirt and Sprague here. It's summertime. That means barbecues, drinking beers on the patio, on the river, and it means the tailgate season is right around the corner.
And if you're like us and enjoy drinking beer, you have to download the Coors Light Rewards app. Like Dirt and I, you earn points for every Coors Light purchase you make. Super easy to use. Just scan the barcode on the case and you can redeem points on sick prizes like Blazer, Duck, Beaver, Timber, and Mariner tickets, plus all sorts of sweet Coors Light gear. We all drink Coors Light during these hot summer days, so join us and download the Coors Light Rewards app and make it an awesome summer.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save on all kinds of tools they rely on to get the job done right. Now you can get up to 30% off select tools and accessories. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk at Lowe's or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It's that time of year again, Trey. The sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, like Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
It ain't no joke, I like to buy the world a token, teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
Listener brings up a good point. Jordan Bell, when he runs up and down the court, kind of looks like he's got to take a dump. He's got dump run. Have you noticed that? Now that he texts that in, I started thinking about it. He does. He kind of runs like he's clenching a little bit. It's a slower run.
God, I want to. I'm trying
tight
to
clench.
YouTube now.
Yeah, Google a Jordan Bell run. I think that listener's on to something right there. Hey, Dennis Rodman cried on national TV today, or yesterday, excuse me. We'll get to that coming up in 10 minutes. Some football stuff here in a moment. Let's get to a prize bribe, though. Quickly, a 4-pack of tickets to the Les Schwab Tires Bowl presented by Express Employment Professionals, Oregon's All-Star Football Game. It's June 16th at Hillsborough Stadium. Caller number 4, 503-250-1080. You win a 4-pack of tickets. Doors open at 4 p.m., kickoff at 6 p.m. Tickets available at LesSchwabBowl.com. Les Schwab Tires Bowl. One of the things we love most in sports is when we get honesty from people. We even talked about that kind of earlier with Kobe Bryant, even though both of us disagreed with what he had to say. At least he was honest in his opinion, and he didn't shy away from what he wanted to say.
It's all I want, man. I can disagree with you, but I won't bash you for being honest.
Well, this is happening with a college football coach, Bronco Mendenhall. Remember him? He's at Virginia. He's been there now for 2 years and, you know, kind of building, plotting, waiting to see if Bronco can make some noise in the ACC. Well, he had this to say to Sam Blum of the Daily Progress in talking about his year 3 roster at Virginia. He said, quote, I believe we have 27 ACC caliber football players on our roster today. 27.
Problem is you got more than that on your roster.
For those of you wondering, there are 85 scholarship players on a roster. 27 of them are ACC caliber.
Okay, so how many how many teams in the Pac-12 are close to that number?
Ooh.
So Oregon State.
Oregon State, obviously.
Right, and you'd probably even argue less.
So it'd be Pac-12 caliber players.
Pac-12 caliber.
I mean, you're talking basically a quarter of the team.
A quarter of your team is like caliber enough to play in your conference. The rest of them are no good.
Is it unfair to put Cal there?
No.
They were 5-7 last year.
I think Wilcox can maybe develop them and get them to a bowl game, but I'd
throw Cal into that category. Outside of that, I don't know.
How many from Washington State would you versus the system? That's what I wonder, is how much of the system maybe takes this number higher than it needs.
They've had some really talented running backs, though. Mata'afa, the defensive lineman. They had some good linebacker. I know they're gone now, but I'm saying they, and at least just looking at last year's roster.
Right. Luke Falk was a walk-on. He was not looked at as a Pac-12 caliber player.
Well, he turned into a Pac-12 caliber player.
Well, that's the coach. That's the effect, right? That's the bar two. That's the effect of it. I love it. Mendenhall is going to, I think, maybe get some people upset at UVA that are fans of the Cavs, but I can appreciate being so blunt about it. Look, we're not very good. And the pressure of him winning this year could be there. Some people rumbled and wondered, could he leave and come to Corvallis, and how he'd kind of been left in the cold by Riley when he was in Corvallis at one point. It never happened. He stayed in Virginia. But he is telling you right now, he's getting ahead of this thing. Right now, we suck. And now you will wait to see what the coaching impact is going to be for his team.
He's getting out in front of it, if I've ever seen it. When we go 3-9 this year, just bear with me. Remember when I told you in June that we only have 27 caliber players on the roster?
Right.
Going to be a long year.
What if in November they're looking and they're like an 8-win team? He's going to be able to look back and go, guys, I tried to tell you, this team sucked. Look what I was able to do.
This is a win-win situation for old Bronco.
If you suck, it was because you knew it. And if you win, it's because he deserves a pay raise.
You know, I do wish there were more coaches and teams out there that would acknowledge this kind of stuff. We know that the Giants are in Miami. They're playing the Marlins right now. And just like watching, because I was watching the Marlins broadcast of the game. And we know they bottomed that thing out. They suck. Granted, they won yesterday. But we just know how bad that the Marlins are going to be basically throughout the entire season. And every promo was like a ticket promo trying to sell excitement and come see the young stars. And they're off to a better start than we imagined. And the broadcasters, every time one of their young guys had a big moment, were just, you know, having a field day in the press box. It's like, just acknowledge that you suck. I think it would be more enjoyable for the fans to own up to it. Like, hey, this is going to be a long year. Ticket prices are going to go down because we can't win. But, hey, let's just come have some fun, watch, and see the team suck together. How about
that? Yeah, imagine a TV commercial with the team going, hey, we suck.
We suck.
I wouldn't want to come watch me neither.
But tickets are $9. So come out and sit in the bleachers all summer. Come on now.
They still have one of the best freeze frame pictures, the fan when Notre Dame came back and beat them, that kid that was hunched over the brick wall.
That was my Deshaun Kaiser fall in love moment when he threw that pass. I was like, Jesus, this guy's good, man. So, Bronco Mendenhall says they suck. He's getting out in front of it.
Mike Leach has got the ability to do this. He's done this before in interviews.
He does it about his team when they lose a game.
They'll do it at halftime. Mike, what happened that first half? Well, basically, we sucked. We get our heads out of our asses. We'll be good.
We're soft. We're a bunch of pansies. We can't compete. And then they come out and play better in the second half. One other college football note for you. We saw this earlier today. I always get excited when this comes out every year, even though the award doesn't, at least for most, mean what it used to. Heisman Trophy odds are out in Las Vegas. Bryce Love is the early favorite. He's at 5-1. Of course, coming back, that was a shocker to a lot of folks that he was back. So he's back after 2,218 yards, 19 touchdowns, runner-up to Baker Mayfield. So easily he's the favorite. Next up, you have Jonathan Taylor, the Wisconsin running back, at 7-1. Tua, of course, 10-1. Jake Fromm is up for that. And then you have a couple of Pac-12 players also in the mix, too. Justin Herbert and Khalil Tate, 14-1 odds to win the Heisman. So you have three basically in the top five And they're followed pretty closely by Jake Browning, who's only at a 20-1 odd to win the Heisman.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with the conferences. There's been so much negative things reported. John Wilner today just came out. There's a story. Washington State projected that in 2023 they'll get $38 million from their Pac-12 network deal, which will be substantially fewer than any other Power 5 school. So the headlines continue to be negative. Everybody freaking out about the conference being 1-8, not being in the playoff. You step back from a minute and you just, I know Duck fans not thinking it, but you just really kind of hope Washington can have a good showing against Auburn. They have the talent. They have the players people talk about. You just need to put it together on the field with a team going to a playoff, because I think this conference, as inconsistent as it may be, as frustrating as it may be off the field with financials, they have talent on the field. Nobody would refute that. Vegas is screaming to you right now, three of the top six players in the country, of the best football players available, are within this conference. Khalil Tate, Herbert, and
Bryce Love.
And Bryce Love, yeah. With Jake Browning not too far away.
Yeah. Which bet would you place? 5-1 on Love, 14-1 on Herbert or Tate, or 20-1 on Browning? This one's easy for me. I'd go Khalil Tate 14-1. Would be the bet I would place.
Yeah, he's got good value. Arizona could win that conference if someone can get that system established, and the South being kind of a question mark with USC. I would want to go Herbert, but I don't think Oregon's going to win enough games for him to be there.
That's the tough part, yeah.
If they're an 8-win team, that's a good season for Cristobal. That's not enough to get you into the Heisman running.
It held Bryce numbers. Love down last year. Bryce Love, he's not going to be able to top the numbers he had last year, but what were they, 9-4? And that was enough to keep him from winning the Heisman, in
well,
my mind.
Well, he may or may not. He may be that transcendent talent. I think this season will show a lot. He chose to bypass the NFL. Washington averaged last year defensively 2.6 yards per carry given up. That's just a filthy number. Their defense did not play around. Bryce Love got 166 yards and 3 touchdowns on him. So can he beat those numbers? I mean, Christian McCaffrey, we always wondered about that. Can you match what you did? It's a tough ask for a player, but he may be one of those kind of players. I think this year's going to tell a lot.
Yeah, some early Heisman odds out in the Pac-12. Bryce Love, the early favorite in the nation at 5-1. And then you have Herbert and Khalil Tate, both kind of in the top five category at 14-1. Browning not far behind at 20-1. So you got a handful of Pac-12 players that Vegas thinks has a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. Hey, we'll update the rest of the poll results for you on the other side. Also, Dennis Rodman went on CNN yesterday and started crying. The audio, you got to hear it. That's next on The Fan.
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Good morning.
We go to Bullwinkle's with the 8th graders every year, mm-hmm. And we have the staff at Bullwinkle's cover up with tape the laser tag things so the teachers can't be hit, the sensors.
That's really good.
He said watching those kids melt down when they can't take out their teachers.
I did, my teacher.
Is priceless. And that's a good reward for those teachers.
The home of Dusty and Cam in the morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 1080 The Fan.
Right now, the exact radio commercial you are listening to is being broadcast on other stations. So don't even think about switching. If you switch to anything, go to geico.com and see how easy it is to switch and save on car insurance. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years. And now the news. My mother-in-law is coming to stay for a few weeks. I can't wait.
Are you insured with Allstate, Farmers, Progressive, or State Farm? If you've been in an auto accident covered by these insurers, Lace can start repairs today. With on-site adjusters handling claims immediately, your vehicle gets done fast. To factory specs with factory parts, our unique remanufacturing repair system, started over 20 years ago, gives us the ability to start repairs on your vehicles every day of the work week. Lace Auto Collision Centers, loaners, pickup and delivery, the finest in collision repair.
Dusty here for Merriweather National Golf Club. I've been telling you for years now about how you can get more for your money at Merriweather, and you still can. But after a soggy winter, we're finally getting glimpses of the sun now, and I'm here to tell you, Merriweather's in great shape. Greens are rolling firm, I'm not coming up to a ball buried in the fairway. It doesn't get much better than a round of golf at a beautiful course on an Oregon spring day. So get out and enjoy it, and get more for your money at Merriweather. Just off of TV Highway in Hillsboro, Book a tee time today at MeriwetherGolfClub.com.
At BMW of Portland, their goal is to make certain that you're totally satisfied with your entire BMW experience. You'll feel their commitment to your satisfaction the moment you walk through the door of their beautiful state-of-the-art showroom. Check out their huge inventory of certified pre-owned BMWs, incredible prices, and the peace of mind that comes with the purchase of a warranted BMW of Portland certified vehicle. Special lease and finance offers available through BMW Financial Services. BMW of Portland, Portland's only BMW dealership. On Southwest Jefferson downtown or at bmwportland.com.
Hey, it's Cam here. So right now I'm getting a new HVAC system from the team at Airy Heating and Cooling. As excited as I am for the comfort I get from my new Trane system, the best upgrade may be the improvement in indoor air quality. After winter where the flu bug got my family and now that spring allergy season is upon us, I only wish I'd made the call to Airy sooner. Make the call today. You won't regret it. And you won't find better service anywhere. AerieHeating.com, your local Trane comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Mike Barrett here, back to talk about one of my favorite places, and it's got a new home, the Grill Center, the place to go to get your Traeger grill, to get all things Traeger and learn about all things Traeger. I've been a Traeger guy for years, and this is the only place I've ever had to go to get my Traeger on. The Grill Center has moved, but not far. It's now in the Sherwood Plaza next to Papa Murphy's. And it's the newest and largest Traeger flagship store in the nation. Greg is still there. He's still the man. He hooked me up with my new Traeger Timberline 1300, which is incredible. The Grill Center is also an authorized Yeti dealer and an authorized ThermoWorks dealer. As I've told you in the past, the Grill Center is a Traeger Platinum dealer and an authorized service center. They'll fix your Traeger, refurbish it, sell you pellets, parts, rubs, sauces, or a brand new grill like they did for me recently. TheGrillCenter.com is where you go online if you want more info. Sherwood Plaza is the new site of that flagship store. The Grill Center, new location and bigger and better than ever.
From Eugene to Longview, Astoria to Hood River, Leif's picks up and delivers. For decades, Leif's flatbed tow trucks have been helping consumers all over the Northwest. You know, insurance recommended discount body shops may be okay for minor dents and dings, but when your frame or safety system has been compromised, you need a shop that has the equipment, the people, and an unwavering willingness to stand up to the insurance companies and fix it right. Leif's Auto Collision Centers. We'll pick you up, the finest in collision repair.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit them at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
You see, I fell in love with Lucy.
Closing out with some Albert King. Welcome back in. 249. Isaac and Suk coming up top of the hour. And the way she shines, I know we all get Blazer fever in the offseason. Did you see the big news today?
Hooray! The big news. I must have missed that one.
NBA Summer League tips off for the Blazers July 7th against the Jazz.
Yeah, one of these years, I really want to go to that.
Why?
So no, I think it's cool to go. And now
Summer League's supposed to be a great thing.
They've
to take
got
in.
All 30 teams are going to play.
Yeah,
and so
they got rid of the Orlando League, which they should have. That thing sucked.
Yeah, so everybody's in it, but
okay,
all you're, the you're NBA GMs, that's front true. Office guys, head coach, everybody's just hanging out.
That's where this. Like, I'm not saying I would want to do this because I
the games are that. Almost secondary. It's
that's where just, the sources are made.
Go get yeah. some sources, man.
Oh, I don't want to get sources. I just want to kind of take it all in.
Ah, okay.
Like watch Woj working the network and watching these young up and coming writers go, hey, be my source, please.
Well, for those of you interested, they play the Jazz Saturday the 7th, Atlanta Sunday the 8th. Ooh, back-to-back, tough back-to-back. And then you got
then you got
San Antonio on the 10th. Rest the schedule, TBD, okay? TBD.
Well, then they seed you in a bracket and have a playoff.
So there you go. Summer League starts.
I'm also kind of getting excited about the potential. I probably won't happen. Of them maybe drafting another white player.
Let's do this. White European. Give me a lengthy white European.
No, the 6'7 kid from Maryland.
Oh, God. Yeah, because the last one from Maryland worked
Jake
out Layman's so well.
Jake Layman's been so great. Although
Jake Layman was a very late second rounder. This kid's projected to be a top 20 pick.
Oh, wow.
He can shoot.
Wow.
He can shoot.
Let's go. Missing piece.
Fear the turtle.
Jake Layman's still maybe the worst interview we've ever had on this show.
Ooh, yeah, he's up there.
In terms of an athlete, like a sports figure, when we were out at the Fangolf Classic, we had him on right after that draft, and it was, hey, how excited are you? Really excited.
Hey, what are you going to bring to the team? You know, my game.
What did we find out?
Thanks for the time, Jake.
Didn't he like to bowl or something?
Something like that. Who knows?
I mean, he sounded nicer than we said, but basically that was the answer.
Yeah, somebody texted in, Summer League, where Myers Leonard earns his money. Is he playing in Summer League? He should be.
How many years is it until it's like embarrassing? Myers, you playing in this
Welcome
year?
Back every year.
It's like the junior who probably should be on varsity. Right, but hey, you're going to go play with the
Or the guy
JV.
Who got held back and he's 19 still playing high school football. Like, what are you doing, dude? Hey, so I got roped into this yesterday. Did you guys catch Dennis Rodman on CNN? This happened probably around 5 o'clock-ish, 5:30, somewhere in that window.
I've been making an effort to try to stay away from politics for about a month now. Okay. I could not resist Dennis Rodman on TV crying.
So he went on CNN yesterday, and, well, this happened.
I feel like that, I guess I owe it to myself, you know, and the people around the world, you know what? I'm not in here. I'm not in this for no money. I never started it for no money. This is not about Dennis Rodman being the greatest person in the world to lead these two people together. Okay. So no more hatred.
No more hatred.
So that's just a small snippet of it. He went on for a long time, and he ended up crying on national TV. Dennis Rodman, peace broker, and he was selling some pot coin in case you're interested in buying some cryptocurrency and marijuana. Dennis Rodman had you hooked up yesterday. He said he was getting death threats from people, and he was thanking the folks who stood by his side for brokering this peace deal between North Korea and the United States.
There was a funny moment brought up, and it was a tweet from Trump in 14. Where
about Dennis Rodman?
Trump said Dennis Rodman says he can get, or he basically accused Dennis Rodman of saying Trump would go do it, and then Trump said, "No way, never be in the same room with that guy. There's zero chance that would ever happen." And then it, the other side, it flashed forward to Dennis crying on TV wearing a MAGA hat because Trump did indeed end up meeting with him at a summit.
I just was kind of sitting at home watching on TV. I see Dennis Rodman's on CNN. I'm like, okay, I got to check this out. And he started bawling. That's one of the TV moments of the year for me right there. I just trying to decipher what is happening. That was crazy.
Can we have a I don't want to vote during elections, and then if that happens, we have to agree we have to have new candidates. So, like, if you took the 2020, because a lot of people looked at TV yesterday and said, what the F is going on my TV right now?
What is happening?
I think you may get more people that tell you they don't want to vote, and you have to recycle the whole thing.
I'm done. I'm out of this.
Give me new people.
I'm out.
I can't handle this. It's kind of what it seemed like it boiled down to in the last election. I don't want to vote for either of these people.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, tomorrow, fired up on Mountain Dew for this. Do we got a half hour?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're damn right we have
a half
hour.
We'll go as long as we damn can.
We are going to hold him hostage.
Phil Steele's going to be on the show tomorrow, and he's sending magazines our way. You know what that means, folks. College football season, right.
And we got the people who are going to be at Pac-12 Media Day. Not days anymore. Day.
Day.
Isaac and Zook don't get a long weekend.
Only one day.
One day.
So got some other stuff we're efforting, but really excited for Phil Steele tomorrow. Don't miss that. If you miss any of the show today, though, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out on Twitter as well. Thanks for being part of our Tuesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.